They call him Punt Fly. Punt the Wild Foul Guy. Punt Fly. Punt the Wild Foul Guy. They call him Rock the Riders. Rock. They call him the Wild Foul Guy.
They call him
Rock the Riders. Rock.
They call him
the Wild Foul Guy.
They call him
Welcome to Riders Live. I am your host, Riders. I'm here with Nick and BC, the host of Bringing a Business podcast. Please tell the listeners of Riders Live a little bit about yourselves.
Go ahead, B. You want to go first, bro, or you want me to go first? What's up?
Go ahead, Nick.
All right, so, you know, my name, Nick, Chicago. Born there, but raised in Chicago. I was born in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. So hence, that's why, you know, me and BC, all on Alabama Crimson Tide.
But Road Tide. Man,
Road Tide, for sure. I mean, about me, I mean, I'm just a family man, do my thing, you know, and work. And me and BC been knowing each other since, man, like we always say, we don't even know when we started knowing each other. We've been knowing each other since we was like babies. So, you know, it's my god brother. We've been doing our thing since kids. And then we linked back up later, you know, started coaching football together. And then from that, he had a vision of wanting to do this. And I said, man, look, I thought it was an opportunity for me and him to just link back up, you know what I'm saying, to get back close to each other, you know what I'm saying, like we were when we was little. So I just said, man, look, let's go ahead and do this thing. And, man, we've been doing it for, what, about 3-4 months now? And man, it's starting to take off. Maybe a little slower than I wanted to go, but I understand like everything ain't gonna come full fledged right off the back. But man, we've been doing our thing, man. I like the progress, man.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Man, I'm BC, man. Like I say, part of the 1-2 punch of the Bringing the Business, man. Nick gave you our little history, you know what I'm saying, with each other. Like you say, man, I always been wanting to do this. I did a little radio show a couple years ago with a couple homies of mine. So, you know, I just wanted to get back into it, man, and kick some knowledge out here, man. I've been knowing Riders, man, for some years now. Right, what, then about a dub, ain't it, Riders?
Yeah.
Something like man. That.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Through my cousin and one of Riders' homies, man, they used to do a lot of music together. And you know, me and Riders used to, we didn't collab on a couple joints and everything, man. So
classic.
Yeah, man. So everything that, you know what I'm saying, everything that I try to do, man, his brother support me and vice versa, man. So when he called and when we was talking and he say, man, we want you to, you know, you and Nick and the Bringing the Business crew come on the show, man, no brainer, no doubt, man. We we gonna show up and show out for you, bro. So that's what it is.
Man, I appreciate y'all. So how did it actually come into fruition after y'all decided y'all was gonna do it? What steps did y'all take? Walk me through it.
Man, so
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. So man, so it was like how it actually came into, it was the end of the football season. So we just got finished coaching and we sitting out, we just talking about like what we wanted to do and, you know what I'm saying, and how we wanted to just progress and do different things and different little ventures. And he came to me and was like, man, I want to do this podcast. So I was like, okay, let's do it. You know, just, I was like, man, I'll do it with you, whatever, you know. And then we were just trying to figure out how we going to do it. So we got together and we started off doing it. And just recording and just with his iPad, and we just kept going into like different little the technical difficulties, you know what I'm saying? Too much memory on it, wasn't enough memory on the iPad, so like it cut off on us, you know what I'm saying? And you know, the audio stuff wasn't good, so and we the editing was like non-existent, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but
man.
I mean, we just said forget it, man, and like BC would say, like, man. Just keep putting stuff out, see what happened, you know what I'm saying? And then he got COVID, so it kind of pushed us back a little bit on that. But hey, we just said we're gonna keep going, keep doing what we're doing. And hey, we like you say, about 3-4 months strong, and that's what it is, man. Just keep pushing it out.
And you know, Riders, you know this. You're a part of it. Got a little Facebook group. So we in there getting it cracking every day, man. So, you know, I'm like, man, forget that, man. We gotta, you know what I'm saying? I need to reach a bigger audience than that, man. You know what I'm saying? We need to reach a bigger audience, man. Push it out to more people. And like I say, Nick was with it. You know what I'm saying? When I mentioned it, he like, come on, let's go. And you know, you got a lot of people that'll say that, but then they'll let it fall by the wayside. You know what I'm saying? No, man, come on. We're gonna really do this. So like you say, man, we've been buying equipment, man. We've been, you know what I'm saying, hollering at different people, you know, getting ideas and learning this and learning that, man. So we're just perfecting it, man. Just we're in the stages right now. We perfecting everything, man. And we're gonna keep coming. It's gonna be harder, and we're gonna have some great guests. We've already had some good interviews, man. And one of the main things about it too, we feel we got good chemistry, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can tell that right now. I can actually see y'all got good chemistry. I'm trying to fit in.
Yeah, y'all know this. Hey man, you like KD, man. Join the Warriors, man. Already a great team. You come right in, man, and do your thing, man. So that ain't hard for you.
That's what's up. I'm a team player. So what sports will y'all be focusing on mainly? Will it be football and basketball mostly, or football, basketball, baseball, golf, hockey, or walk me through it?
Right now, you know what I'm saying? We probably touch more on basketball and football. Right. You know what I'm saying? But we've talked about, we both like the WNBA as well. I know that's basketball, but you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Touching on the ladies, man. The ladies out here balling, so we want to get them some shine. And, man, we've even had some controversial topics, you know, the transgenders in sports, and you know what I'm saying? So we touched on that. What was that, swimming, Nick? Wasn't that like the swimming one?
Yeah, that was swimming, yeah. Leah Thompson, yeah.
That shit crazy. Yeah. You're a man, you're a man. That's it. Y'all can cuss on here. It's all good. You know, that's cheating to me. Fuck that.
Yeah, so we touch, man, just gonna ask you a question, man. We try to touch on a little bit of anything. Let Tiger or somebody like that do something, man. We gonna talk about that, man. Some everything, man.
Right. Yeah, I'm not opposed to talk about anything, like, to be honest with you. I mean, I know we haven't touched on baseball at all, to be honest with you, but I mean, I want to touch on all avenues of sports. I want to touch on music. You know, we talked about the music thing. No, we want to, and then like we both, like, I recently did a little something when I was talking about just the gun violence, you know, and the gun, you know, gun control and the different laws. So I mean, I think we're gonna use our platform for every avenue that we can use it for, even though it is a sports podcast. But we got a voice, I feel like we should use it.
Right, like back to the carrying guns.
Rod, it's not to cut you off. Mm-hmm. Just to let you know something, man. Nick is a great writer, man. He write music, man. He, you know what I'm saying, the sing and everything like that, so.
That's what's up.
We're
going to tap in. So back to the gun violence, like, Carrying a gun, that is our right, not a privilege. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And they talking about, like, you know, 30 rounds and 100 rounds and all of that. The purpose of having those rounds is, you know, to keep from reloading. If it's 5 motherfuckers robbing my crib and they all shooting at me, I need that clip. You feel me?
Yeah. But the whole thing with the guns is not really about it. Legal, having a concealed carry is not a problem, right? Right. Mm-hmm. The problem is you got to be 21 years old to buy a handgun, but you can be 18 to buy an assault rifle, right?
Right.
So something's wrong with that, because you got teenagers who's going into these schools with these assault rifles or these built guns. And they're killing our kids. They mass shootings in grocery stores and churches, and they're not being done by handguns.
Facts. And
you know what I'm saying?
Where are the parents? Like,
right.
Like, I think some of these, like the shooting in Buffalo, I think that was a hit because it was a brother. He actually had the designs for an automobile that ran off water. Did y'all know that?
Nah.
Yeah, so they killed them. It's more water than anything. Ain't nothing, water ain't never running out. Not at least in our lifetime, it ain't.
I think, you know how you said it's our right to carry guns. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Me personally, I don't think that that right should be taken away or anything like that, but I think it should be governed better. You know what I'm saying? I think the law should be a little stricter where, you know, you should have to do a background check.
Yeah.
You should have to, you know, different things like that to make sure that these guns don't fall into the hands of the wrong people. Yeah, I'm with you. I don't think you take the guns away completely or try to strip people away from their rights, but some of these people shouldn't have these guns and the type of guns that they have and things of that nature. So I just think I'm with more of the stricter gun laws or policies.
Facts, because it ain't the guns that's killing the people, it's the people that's killing the people.
Yeah, but in Illinois, which what we have to understand in Illinois is you got to have it stricter. Like New York, if you just have a handgun, you get caught with a handgun, you don't have the proper paperwork, that's automatic 3 years. Automatic. You know, so in Chicago, Illinois, we need something like that, where if you don't have your proper paperwork, you're not concealed carry, you don't have an FOID card. If you have a gun and you don't have your paperwork, there is no ifs, ands, or buts. There is no lawyer gonna get you, you know, 6 months or what. No, you're getting 3 years.
Right.
3 to 4 years, mandatory. And that'll stop a lot of this stuff.
Right. Yeah, I agree. Well,
let me piggyback on. Let me ask y'all a question with that. Okay, so, do you think when you do those laws like that, when you do a mandatory sentence, does that same thing go for children as well? Because you know now you're seeing a lot of kids 14, 15, 16 with these guns. So, what happens then if you catch a 15-year-old with an illegal gun?
I mean, the sentence is what it is. I mean, you might have to do it in a juvenile detention center. Yeah, you got to do it in a juvenile detention center, but you still got to serve your time. I mean, how else are we going to get it across to them to, you either got to be legalized and have it, all your paperwork, or you going to jail?
I think that if you underage and you get caught, you should do the time, but it should be like more therapeutic. You understand? Like you get counseling and all of that, like from a professional standpoint, and you know, have maybe like a street advocate, somebody who changed their life around, who was, you know, went to the joint or something, you know, that could talk to them and tell them, you know, hey, don't be a sin off, don't do this, don't do that. So that way they could get both, but with the best results. You understand?
Oh, absolutely.
Do you think the parents should be punished at all?
I don't think so. It depends. If it's a history with the child and the parents, yes, probably. But if you got the mom, single mom working every day and she a good person and she just don't know what I'm doing while she at work, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I don't think she should be punished. But if you just at home collecting bread and you don't give a fuck. Different strokes, different folks.
And that's easily found out, you know, through the police or whatever. You got multiple calls to this household, and you know the mother is not involved, but she's like sitting in the house, she's not doing anything, opposed to, like you said, every time you call the police, a call for service for that location, the mother's always gone, and you know, she's always at work, and she always gotta come to the station to pick her son up. So yeah, it's easily found out, and I agree with you though. It do need to be a situation where if they do go, that the parents should be involved as far as like helping their kid out, and they should have professional help, you know, with those kids, like, because you just don't want to put them in a system. You know, you need to have something to kind of rehabilitate them. So, yeah,
I agree. And another thing too is like, where's Black Lives Matter?
Oh my God.
But man, we're not gonna beat a dead horse with that.
Yeah, I'm about to say shit. They took all that money and get the fuck about a Dodge, bro.
Yep, you don't see him no more. So what can my listeners expect from an episode? So if they listen to y'all episode next week, what could they expect?
Man, first of all, man, we come in with knowledge. You know what I'm saying? Both of us is, you know what I'm saying, we be pretty knowledgeable with the topics that we speak on. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna throw a little humor in there. You know what I'm saying? A little excitement, man. We gonna tell you who, you know, we got a segment. We're gonna tell you who brought the business this week. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna let you know who to go look at, who to go check out, and everything like that, man. So it's some good stuff here, man. But like I say though, man, and we got some good interviews coming up, man. So man,
that's
check it
what's
out.
Up. I'm gonna be in tune for them interviews. So with y'all podcast, you know, it's always an argument about the eras. So how do y'all plan on reaching the younger generations who never seen Michael Jordan play, who never seen Magic play, who never seen Isaiah play? And they think that, you know, some of these players today where it ain't no hand checking, it ain't no defense. They just think that, you know, they was bums and had it so easier. How do y'all plan on reaching the younger generations?
Go ahead. You speak on that. You know, you're the man on that.
No, one thing we already did though, right? We one of the episodes, man, we interviewed one of the young guys, man, one of the football stars we know, man, from Jesse from Brother Rice, and now he's playing college football, man. And to be honest, man, he brought us in a lot of young cats, man.
He did.
So, okay. Yeah, so that's one way we're going to reach them. You know what I'm saying? We're not going to discriminate on the interviews and everything like that. We got some young cats, man, that's bringing the business out here, and we welcoming them on the show, man, and you know what I'm saying, bringing them in so we could get their ear, first of all. Then we just going to school them, man. And it's funny you said that. You know, the young guys on like the Facebook channel and stuff like that I argue with, they want to say that all the old school guy Michael's playing against plumbers and electricians and good like that, right?
Wow.
I posted a picture today of the A-Train, Artis Gilmore. Man, he jumped a block of shot and his hand was above the square. And somebody put, man, that dude don't look like a plumber to me.
I know that's right.
So man, we try to let these young cats know, man, like straight up, y'all better get with it.
I remember I seen George Gervin score 37 points in a quarter against the Lakers ass in the playoffs. I was like,
the Iceman.
I was like, damn, you know what I'm saying?
You know what, but I think, I'm gonna ask y'all this, do y'all think it's a generational thing though that they don't listen to what we tell them stuff was? Because I think we listen to the old heads told us, whether we talking sports, whether we talking the streets, whether we talking whatever, I think we kind of took the advice or the knowledge, whatever, from the old heads, right?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, you know what? I think it is a generational thing because of technology. They feel like because of their technology and how it advanced, they feel like they know more. Like, we get our knowledge from other people, you know what I'm saying? Because technology just started coming along right now with us, you know, once we got a little older. They came up with the technology, so they feel like they got all of it in the palm of their hand. So now they feel like, well, since I got all this knowledge, I know more than you, you know what I'm saying? So we got kids, you know, these kids now, they just feel like they're entitled. They know everything. You can't tell them nothing. And they just reciprocate through everything that goes on, you know, with the sports and everything. That's just how they think now, you know?
Yeah.
Somebody told me recently, again, going back, I guess, to the streets or to whatever like that. Again, how we listen to the OGs, the older people. Somebody told me the other day that the kids told them, I got more money than the OG. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, these kids, man, with this scamming and with things like that, man, they got some money, man. Or they come across some money. So it's like, why am I listening to you and I got more money than you, you know, because you know how society places, if you have money, you automatically up here, which is if you're dumb and all that, money don't help you, brother. You know what I'm saying? Or money don't, money is not the status, is not the, you know, end all be all, but a lot of them think so. So it was like, if I got more money than you, I'm riding slicker than you, I'm whatever, what makes me listen to you?
Right, they just go off of what they see.
Yeah.
You know, I think the problem is they really don't have no life experiences, and they don't know nothing about consequences or repercussions. Google can't tell you nothing about that shit till it's over with. You know?
Yeah, everything a fucking video game.
No, man. It's not our fault. A lot of these shorties, they Grand Theft Auto kids, unless you raise them yourself, you know?
But you know what? Yeah. I was telling somebody the other day, too. You know, when we all around the same age. So you remember, if you go back to your eighth grade graduation, to your luncheon or whatever, man, you put that suit on, you try to put that dive hat on or something of that nature. We couldn't wait to get older so we could lay back in a Cadillac or lay back in a Chevy or whatever the case may be, because we saw the older guys do this stuff and we tried to dress like them. Nowadays, you see older guys trying to dress like the kids.
Yeah, exactly. And like, funny that you said that. I was in a studio session and the shorty was in there with his older brother. And I mean, his brother was much older. And we was up in there, you know, dropping knowledge, just kicking it after the session. And he was like, man, nobody ain't never pulled me to the side to tell me nothing about this. And this makes sense to me. Like, where y'all at? Like, we want the knowledge, but, you know, they running up behind us. They trying to be like us.
Yeah.
And that's crazy. I don't know what happened. Maybe because a lot of the fathers not in the homes for whatever reason.
I mean, but in our generation, a lot of the fathers wasn't there, though, right? And a lot of the fathers wasn't there, and a lot of mothers were strung out and everything, man.
Yeah, that's true. So that's not an excuse.
Grandmama's name was there, though, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, grandma, I always was there, bro. For sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and nowadays, grandma is 30. Grandma 40. You know what I'm saying? Grandma young is still trying to kick it, still trying to do whatever. And back when we was coming up, grandma was sitting down. She was in that house. And, you know, so I don't know. Maybe
you know what I think the problem is? And trust me when I tell y'all, I was the punishment king. I couldn't do shit, nothing. Hey, you go to the room, no TV, no radio. Everybody else in the family eat, then you eat. Them the type of punishments I had. So with these shorties, if you get them a phone and they on punishment, they could still go anywhere in the world from that phone. If I had a phone when I was on punishment, Lord God, we might not be having this conversation today.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't have gave a fuck about being on punishment. You know what I'm saying?
See what
I wouldn't have gave no fucks about being on punishment. With a cell phone that you could search the whole fucking world, you ain't no punishment. But you know what? I agree with what B said. I think the problem is that the older generation back when we were coming up actually were like the role models to us. They knew who they were and they stayed true to who they were.
Yeah.
So we ran to them for that. But now that the fact that the old heads are trying to be like them, there's no respect there.
Facts.
So why am I going to you? You trying to be like me. What knowledge can you show me? You know what I'm saying? If you trying to dress like me and act like me and walk like me, that's what I think the problem is.
Exactly. All right, let me ask y'all this. So do y'all think Jordan can average 50 in this NBA era today?
50 is hard to average. Like 50 is just like, whoa. But do I see 42, 43? Yes. And I know you probably say it like, damn, that's 50. And James Harden did 36.
But look, Mike going to the free throw line 20 times.
Well, but that's just hard to make every game. So because think about this. Think about this. In order for you to average 50, look how many games above 50 you have to have.
But look,
average to
look what he was doing with people in his face.
You're right.
Clotheslining them, you know. I just
but his high was what, 37? His high was 37. So I'll tack on another 6 to 7 points.
Yeah, that's realistic.
Yeah, I can agree with that. 43,
40, you know.
I'm saying about 43, 44 a game. Yeah, he can average that easily in this league. Yeah.
Yeah.
Today.
I was watching an interview with Kevin Durant, and they was asking him to rank Jordan with everything. Defense, shooting, offense, stealing, intangibles, with one being the highest. He was like, nigga, one for everything. You know what I'm saying? He's like, man,
so KD one of the ones that really respect Mike. You know what I'm saying? He give Mike a lot of props. You know, where some of these other ones may question it or may say this. He one of the ones that really realized Mike's greatness and what he did. And just thinking about scoring, the man had 10 straight scoring titles. 10 straight. You know what I'm saying? When I say straight, you know, that he played, you know, them 2 years he took off or whatever, broke it. But I'm saying the years he was playing, he went 10 times, man. That's impeccable.
Well, yeah, that's hard to do.
Who else do y'all think, if we talking about Mike scoring, who else from that era would you think would eat scoring-wise today?
Bernard King, Larry Bird.
That Bernard, man. Rodgers, they don't really understand how good Bernard. And I heard you mention Bernard before, so I know you got a big respect for Bernard. I don't think they really. I caught the tail end though. I had to go back and really look at Bernard and to really appreciate the score that man was.
Man, listen, I heard it out of Jordan's mouth, but I seen him play. You know, I seen him play. So. What y'all think, stats or rings make a player better? Like Robert Horry, he got a lot of rings. You know what I'm saying? He came through in the clutch, but do that mean he better than Allen Iverson or Charles Barkley, if you want to go with position?
So you said stats or rings?
Yeah.
I mean, well, I think the stats, you know, is what make the player, you know. I mean, well, not necessarily make the player, because, I mean, I think it's also like me and B talk about the eye test and what they also bring, the intangibles that they bring to the game also. Because, I mean, like you look at a guy like I said on the podcast before, one of my favorite players, Charles Barkley. Never got a ring, but he was a complete beast out on the court.
Man,
you know what I'm saying?
Listen.
So. He's crazy out there, you know what I'm saying? And I mean, you can go that with a lot of people. Like, I mean, we probably don't talk about a lot of white boys like that, but Mark Price was a killer out there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, you talking about somebody who out there just did their thing, but never got a ring, you know? So it's a lot of people out here that are just great players. So I think, like, just your overall body of work is what's going to tell everything, because you can do everything on the basketball court and be a killer as far as stat wise everything, and just never been able to win. It's hard to win a ring, you know.
Yeah, it ain't no iron team. Like one of the most underrated point guards that I like is I got two, Rod Strickland and Gary Payton.
Yeah, Gary finally got one though as a role player.
Oh yeah,
Miami.
He did.
Yeah,
but Rod, yeah. But
Rob was a killer, though.
You know, I'd rather be Charles Barkley than Robert Horry.
Facts.
I'd rather be, how you just mentioned, Gary Payton. Just say Gary didn't get that ring. Or, no, I'll give you one better. I'd rather be John Stockton than Steve Kerr. Kerr got five. I'd rather be John Stockton than Steve Kerr. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you know,
Barkley and them sit up on that table and Shaq and them clown them and everything like that. But for real, if you know basketball, you know that Barkley don't have to hang his head in the room with nobody.
Oh, hell no.
As far as them players, man, Barkley would have ate a lot of champions. Barkley would eat your lunch.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, and they know that. They know that.
Yeah. Even Shaq know it.
Yeah.
I get it. Shaq talks shit. You play this game. I get it. You play this game to win. I understand that. But like Nick said, everybody can't win. You know what I'm saying? That's just the messed up part about it.
Yeah. Hey, I like Nick Van Axel too.
I don't know if you saw it earlier. Yeah. Right? We had a discussion earlier about Kevin Garnett and Tim Duncan. And I told him that I think they were down there on equal playing field, but Timmy was in a much better situation. But Garnett wasn't no slouch compared to Tim Duncan, man.
No. And they both know it. Like Kevin Garnett said, Tim Duncan wouldn't say shit. You know what I'm saying? Nothing. But when Tim Duncan start getting in your shit, he'll just say little shit to get on your nerves. That's what right. KG said, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so what's y'all starting five? You can't have Magic. You can't have Jordan. You can't have Dr. J. No Tim Duncan and no Kareem.
Ah, shit. Well, of course, everybody know who watched the podcast. My starting point guard gonna be Derrick Rose.
Okay.
All back, Derrick Rose gonna be my star. So you said so my center, I can pick Shaq.
Yeah.
Okay, so for my center, it's gonna be Shaq. My shooting guard gonna be Kobe.
Okay.
My small forward gonna be Pip.
Okay.
And then my power forward gonna be Barkley.
Okay, that's a squad.
Yeah, yeah.
What about you, BC?
Now, is this my favorite, or I'm trying to win?
No, you can pick anybody. You just can't pick what I said.
I'm gonna win, man.
Okay, I'm going Shaq.
Okay,
I'm going because I'm trying to go with fit as well. You know what? No, you know what? I'm gonna switch it up a little bit. I'm not gonna go with none of the players he picked. Put it that way.
You gonna pick a king for sin?
I'm going with the dream.
I know it. I know it.
The dream, right? Then I'm going with Barker.
Okay.
I'm going with the dream. I'm going with Barker.
I pick Barker.
You pick Barker?
Yeah, that's my okay. Power.
I'm gonna go Karl Malone.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm gonna go the dream. I'm gonna go Karl Malone. I can't pick LeBron, right?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, you pick LeBron.
I'm going Bron. I'm going the dream, Karl Malone, LeBron. He already took Kobe, so I'm not gonna take Kobe. I might go I need some shooting, don't I?
Yeah.
I need some shooting. I might go, Reggie. We're gonna stretch this flow a little bit.
Okay.
And then I got LeBron to set up everybody. So I just need another point guard that's gonna kind of score with me a little bit. Let me see. But I need some defense. I got Dream and Bron on the defense. Reggie ain't playing much defense. Malone, people don't know Malone, five-time all defense. So I need me a point guard. I need me a point guard that's gonna score. I might go Steph.
Why not? Yeah.
No, you know what? I'm going Zeke. I'm going Zeke.
Okay, that's even better. Shit. He can score it well.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Zeke.
Yeah, but he can't do nothing with D Rose in his prime, man.
Rose got a problem on his hands on the other end.
He do. You ain't lying.
I think Isaiah got some.
I learned that about the greats. Nobody really stops the greats. The greats don't really stop each other.
They don't. So who y'all greatest NBA dynasty? Like y'all favorite?
Right.
I hear you.
It's the Bulls.
Oh, okay. Hey, I like Magic in the Lake show, man.
Nah, they're not better than Bulls, though.
Shit. Hey, Magic, I wanted to see the rematch, but it couldn't happen. I'll just say that.
Yeah. Okay. I got you. I know you're coming from with that. Yeah.
Yeah, it couldn't happen. So we better switch it up a little bit. Let's go over to football. What's y'all favorite teams?
You know what? I grew up a Bears fan, obviously. But I'm gonna tell you something. I'm 42 years old. I've seen about 3 successful Bears seasons. I was when the 85 Bears, I remember, I tell people all the time, with the 85 Bears, I remember the hoopla around it. But I was too young to remember the game. I was 5 years old then. You know what I'm saying? 85 Bears. So I remember the Super Bowl shuffle. I remember all the hoopla around it, but I can't say I remember the game. I had to go back and watch it. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, I've had like 3 successful seasons as a Bears fan, and they break my heart. They. So right now I'm put them Bears down, man. So I'm with you, Rodgers. Pittsburgh Steelers, baby.
Yeah, man. Hey, I'm a Steeler fan.
I gotta stick with the Bears, man. Ride or die. You know what I'm saying? Win or lose, man. That's my team, man. It is what it is. I can't go nowhere else.
Okay, but Nick, let me ask you a question. You don't have a problem with them. I know now we got Justin Fields and stuff like that. You don't have a problem with them, like what seems like they don't want a brother at the helm, or you know what I'm saying? Things like that. They make bonehead decisions and everything. Like, I just got too fed up with them, man.
You know what? I'm not saying I don't agree with you on that, but me, being in Chicago my entire life, you know, I wouldn't know who else to root for. I mean, there's other players that I root for. You know, I'm a like when Brett Favre is playing, he's from Green Bay, or he's from Minnesota. I love Brett Favre. I just thought he was a great fucking quarterback. Same thing with Aaron Rodgers. You know, I think he's a great quarterback. You know, I root for different players, but like, do I root for that team? No, I'm always root for the Bears, but I like specific players on different teams. That's me though.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you something about the 85 Bears and shit. Like Jim McMahon, Mike Ditka called some shit. That motherfucker look over there, audible that shit. Touchdown. Like, man, I don't know what the fuck you talking about. We doing this. Hey, Walt, I'm finna give you the rock, my nigga. Fuck this. You feel me?
Do you have a problem with them not giving him the rock at the crucial moment of the game in the Super Bowl? I ain't gonna call it a crucial moment because the game was won. But you got down to the goal line and gave it to the fridge instead of Walter. That would have been Walter's only touchdown that game.
When they gave it to the fridge, they was just trying to rub that shit in and get the win. You feel me? Because they didn't think that the fridge was going to get it, you know? Oh, this is the Super Bowl. They ain't going to do that shit. That's how it was. So they just did it. I think Buddy Ryan, even though he was on D, was like, man, hey, they doing this shit. We gonna give it to him. You feel me? Even though he wasn't the offensive coordinator.
Would you have felt some kind of way though if you Walter?
Hell no, he got a ring. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
I
just want to win. Shit. That's all I give a fuck about.
What I do feel some type of way about is Emmitt Smith staying in the league just to break Walter Payton record and shit.
I don't know.
Huh?
I don't feel nothing. Because, look, so you've played all these years to break records. I mean, to do all of this stuff. And you have an opportunity, something this close. You don't think I don't have no problem with nobody going for that.
So look at it like this. He's still the all-time leading rusher, Emmitt Smith. Ain't nobody saying shit about him. Cause that shit wasn't classy.
You know, I was Russell Westbrook, my favorite NBA player currently. Right. And he was one rebound away from breaking that triple double record last year. Well, right. Yeah, that was last year, right? Right. Not this past season, but the season before. And the rebound came off the rim, and the center who was right there knew it and bagged up and let Russ grab.
That's good.
People kind of had a fit. The man is one rebound away from breaking this major record. Like, what's wrong with that? Do y'all remember that? Who was that? Was that Tom Brady? Who was that gave Michael Strahan that record?
Oh, man, that wasn't Tom Brady. Was it Tom Brady?
Who was that? Somebody went down on purpose to get him the sack record?
Yeah, I don't know if it was Tom Brady, though.
I don't know if it was Tom Brady, but that's player shit right there.
That's what I'm saying. So I don't really have no problem with him staying around, with Emma staying around. I didn't put all this work in.
He wasn't even helping his team.
But I'm writing in this book though. I wrote in this record book.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe it's because I'm a Walter Payton fan.
Emmitt wasn't doing shit.
He was done. You know?
Where he break that in Arizona?
Yeah. See what I'm saying? That record was horrible. But hey, I ain't mad. So who's y'all favorite? Who's the greatest franchise?
The greatest franchise?
Yeah.
Is it NBA?
Mm-mm. NFL.
NFL. Oh.
Again, that's one of the reasons I like Pittsburgh. I like the franchise.
I was about to say
Pittsburgh.
And then how long has Tomlin been at the helm? You know what I'm saying?
They only had three coaches all the time.
I agree with that.
I mean, I root for Chicago. I'm from Chicago, but I agree. Pittsburgh is probably the best franchise.
Yeah, I agree with that. Hey, y'all ready to have some fun on this motherfucker?
What's up?
Y'all married? Is it okay?
Yeah. What's up?
It's this game that I always play with the players when they come on. And some of the females, I play with them too. So it's called smash, pass, or dash. You get to smash one of the chicks, pass one to the homie, and the other one you just jetting out on them. But you can't smash two. You can't pass two. It's either or. All right? You don't get the same chicks. BC, you're going to get to go first. Rihanna, Beyonce, and Ashanti. Who you smashing? Ooh. Who you passing? Who you dashing?
Which Ashanti do I get, though? Because then she got thick lately or something. Then she had to...
Hey, she fine right now. She always been fine.
That's what I'm saying. You know what? I get the craze. I get how everybody crazy about Rihanna. I'm just not that crazy about Rihanna. I don't know why, but I'm just not.
Me neither.
So I'm gonna say to keep Beyonce, that's what I'm doing. What is that, smash?
Yeah.
You're smashing that.
Okay, and then you say pass. All right, I'm gonna pass Ashanti to the homie, let the homie, and then what's the last one?
Rihanna.
No, I'm saying what's the last? Smash, dash. Yeah, I'm gonna let Rihanna dash, man. So I'm gonna keep beating myself. I'm gonna get a homie, Shanti, and now we talking that money. I got to keep Riri around too.
All right, Nick, Tyra Banks, Gabrielle Union, and Sanaa Lathan.
Man. Okay, you said Gabby. Sanaa. Who was the third one?
Tyra Banks.
Hey, Nick, before you go, you better be careful, man. That Gabby, they say Gabby a freak that has waves.
Man, so Gabby, Sanaa. You know what? I'm going to keep it real with you. I've always loved Sanaa Lathan.
So I think I'll keep some now. I'm gonna smash some now.
All right.
I'm a pass Gabby, and I'm a dash. So I can't even think of the last one. Who the fuck is the last one again? I'm gonna dash on Tyra. Yeah.
All right. Y'all get a this is a special segment, so y'all get another round. So BC, you got Kelly Rowland, Taraji, and Janelle Monae.
Like, help me out with Monae. Who's Janelle Monae?
She the little singing chick with the short haircut.
Man, you should have gave me that. And
you know what? Taraji P. Henderson and Kelly Rowland.
Matter of fact, go ahead, get them three to Nick.
All right, Nick.
Easy. I'm smashing Janelle. I'm passing Kelly. And then the third one, I'm a dash on the third. I'm dashing on Taraji.
Okay.
Janelle Monae is my God.
Yes, yeah, she is fine. Man. All right, DC. You got Lil' Kim before the plastic surgery.
Okay.
Yo Yo and E.
Ooh.
Lil' Kim, Yo Yo, and E. Ooh. All right, so I think I'm gonna keep EVE.
Okay.
I'm gonna keep EVE.
Smashing E.
Yeah, I'm smashing E.
Gotta pass Lil' Kim to the homies.
I'm going to get one of my thug homies. I'm passing Yo Yo. You know what I'm saying?
You passing Yo Yo?
Yeah, I'm gonna let one of the guys go get some quarters or something, man, and keep Yo Yo, and then
you gonna dash on
Lil'
Kim?
Yeah, I know Lil' Kim was all right, man. I know he said before the plastic surgery, I just can't get past the plastic surgery, man.
I know.
I'm letting the homies take Lil' Kim for sure. All
right, okay. The last one is another sports question. IBC, if you can make your own point guard, you could take attributes from anybody. Five attributes from anybody.
Mm-hmm. Who would it be? Like this.
How would you make them?
I'm gonna take Steph Curry shooting.
Okay.
I'm gonna take Magic Johnson's passing.
Okay.
I'm gonna take Russell Westbrook's athletic ability.
Okay.
I'm gonna take Isaiah Thomas. What is that dog or whatever?
Toughness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm gonna take that from Zeke. And I got one more, right?
Yeah.
Give me Gary Payton on the defensive end. Give me Gary Payton defense.
Man, that's a good point, guard.
So what that's about Gary Payton. That's Gary Payton defense.
Yeah.
That's Isaiah's toughness.
Right.
That's Russ's athletic ability. That's Steph Curry shooting, and that's Magic Johnson passing.
Right. What about you, Nick?
Okay. Ooh. I mean, I'm gonna take Steph shooting. I gotta take Steph shooting.
Okay.
Toughness, I'm going to go with John Stockton.
Okay.
I'm going with John Stockton with the toughness. Athletic ability, I'm going to go with D. Rose. And then defense, I guess I'm going to have to go with GP on the defense also. Okay. I have to go with GP.
And what you got five. That was only four, right?
You got one more attribute. Yeah, it could be leadership, anything.
Passing, leadership, rebounding, anything.
Wow. Damn, who's a good point guard passing back in the day, man? I can't even think of anybody right now.
Yeah. It's a lot, shit. Rod Strickland, White Chocolate.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm going to go with White Chocolate on the pass, for sure.
Right.
That's what I'm going to go with on the pass. Yeah.
Okay.
What about Chris Paul?
Yeah, I don't want Chris. He get hurt too much. Fuck this. Sorry.
Right. But One thing about Chris Paul, he got a good basketball IQ, but
he does.
He don't never come for the playoffs and shit. He like bubble wrap.
Yeah, no, he always fall off like bad dope.
Okay. So tell the people y'all social media and when they can catch y'all podcast.
Bringing the Business is a YouTube page. Also on Instagram is Bringing the Business. Facebook is also the same thing. The podcast, we normally do it once a week, primarily, be like a Wednesday, Thursday, when we normally do it. But yeah, that's all our social media handles, Bringing the Business on all social media. Like I said, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, all the same thing.
Okay.
Yeah, so for the most part, like he say, man, we do Wednesdays and Thursdays or something. So you kind of look on the page on Fridays, something like that, you usually got your episode put up there. As you can see, we both will get up there, man, and you know what I'm saying, talk our shit at any given time. So, like, subscribe to the page, hit that bell, so every time something come up there, you already, you know what I'm saying, it'll alert you, and go ahead and come check it out.
That's what's up. So, this last segment is called Dropping the Mic. We're going to drop the mic. It could be anything you want to leave the listeners and shit.
Go ahead, B.
Well, I'm just say, man, just come check us out, man. Come check us out, man. We talk that shit, man. We know what we're talking about. You know, some stuff going to be controversial, man. Some stuff going to be, like I say, a lot of humor. You know what I'm saying? But it's fun. You can come on here and learn something, man. You know, we're going to touch on, like I say, outside of sports, we love music. So we're going to get some music topics in there, man. And like I say, any type of social things going on in the world or whatever like that, we're going to also touch on a lot of that little stuff, man. So, and we got a lot of friends out here, man, a lot of friends in high place. So ain't no telling who you're going to see on there as a guest on the show. You know what I'm saying? So share it. Let everybody know to come check us out, man, and just stay tuned.
That's what
I say, watch the show, because I don't always agree with this nigga. You know what I'm saying? He talked this shit, man. I don't always agree with him, man. So that part alone makes it good. You know what I'm saying? Like, he talked this shit, I'm looking at him like, what the fuck is you talking about, bro? You know
exactly.
What I'm saying?
Steel sharp and steel all the time.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. So that alone makes the show interesting. Like you said, we got crazy chemistry with each other, but we also don't always agree with what each other talking about, and we go back and forth on that. And like you said, we covering all topics. You know, ain't nothing off the book. You know, with us, we gonna cover everything.
Y'all heard him. Bringing the Business podcast is a one-stop shop, mainly focusing on sports. Y'all catch these brothers on YouTube. I'm gonna leave all their information in the descriptions to their links and everything. Y'all support their merch. Y'all support this podcast. I'm giving it the official stamp. We out.
Peace.